Rinpoche has the wish that we, based on the true nature of mind, which is the freedom of all mental elaboration, the absolute, based on that, that we can pacify our clinging to things as being truly existent, as they appear in the relative.
Ini dalam umat cawak kerap le, rapsi ni kita ngapa nyangi lembah patah pani, rapsi som jadi ke som jodoh je.
Rinpoche will today explain the last three verses of the text Fundamentals of the Middle Way by Arya Nagarjuna. We will start now with the examination of Nirvana.
Then do in the caress and dole. Nyangil in the palm, Jumantavo, he soon be turned at the name Gombolo Drop the required drop this one.
This 25th chapter, the examination of Nirvana, is presented here because it was already mentioned by the Buddha in the sutras that Nirvana is just like an illusion, and Nagarjuna proves that to logic.
Then Rabzi then read the Karasana, Mumava Namje Korva, Korva Tungbanya Mare Kangi Sena, Nyande Yores, Nyande Yabasena. Nyande Dempa Drupa Sena, Korva Yang Dempa Drupa Ndeva. This Sena, Nyande Dempa Ma Drupa Kiva.
The reason why Nagarjuna gives it a chapter here, the examination of Nirvana, is that the materialists, those who claim that things are truly existent, they say that samsara is not empty. They say samsara cannot be empty because nirvana exists. Nirvana is truly existent, so must be samsara.
Then korva tang nyangin len depa ni tudu vimbaseno nyande tempa tromna korva yang tempa tropare nyande tempa madona korva yang tempa madopare.
Since samsara and nirvana are interdependent on each other as the two, if nirvana is truly existent, then also samsara must be truly existent. And if nirvana is not truly existent, samsara cannot be truly existent as well.
When namalam to jado ke jingwa te trova yina, jado le trova te denpa yina jingwa yang denpa re. Jingwa denpa yina trova yang denpa re. Jingwa denpa ma yina trova yang denpa ma re. Trova Demba Maina Jewayan Demba Ma.
If we dream, for example, that we are chained by iron chains, then, and this is just a dream, then there might happen that we get rid of the chains, that we get liberated from this being fettered. And when the liberation of this being chained is truly existent, then the being chained must be truly existent as well. Or the other way around, when the iron chains are truly existent, or being chained by the chains, if that is truly existent, then to be free of these chains must be truly existent as well. Or in other words, if being liberated from the chains is not truly existent, then also being chained cannot be truly existent, and the other way around. If being chained is not truly existent, then also being free of the chains cannot be truly
existent. Korva Juma Malantava Yimbi Jumsin Latinde, Nyande Yang, Nansur Juma Malantavare. Nesur Konde Nyambani, Korva Yang Tudare, Nelo Tudare, Nyande Janelo Yang Tudare. Tupatata.
But Nirvana is just like an illusion or like a dream. Therefore, Samsara is also just like an illusion, like a dream. Or we could say, because of samsara being like an illusion and like a dream, nirvana must be like an illusion and like a dream. And this being like an illusion or being like a dream is just on the way how it appears, how things appear. They appear like an illusion, like a dream. But the true nature of it is that samsara and nirvana are equal. They are free of mental elaboration both.
Tene tan yang ini dapat tak pale cikik kerja kerja tanda kiar, tanya. Kowe yang ini dapat le cepat cungsi yumai, yang ini dapat angkowe le cepat cungsi yumai kisah.
Rinpoche chose one verse from the 25th chapter which examines nirvana. It says, samsara is not the least different from nirvana. Nirvana is not the least different from samsara.
Maybe Jumjin then Korva Yang Korva Jujin Kunzu the Jujin Tender Choja Sanjin Nawa Ming Zandang Namdok Takpat Sam Yimba Te Yindu Yang Inland Debe Nawa Yang Jujin Tender Cho Sanjin Nawa Tang Tani Do Simjinji tapati ming zandang tokpe takpa zamre dice no nansor illa cheba yomare ne sola nyande nyangilin depe ne lok drupa tamje dan drave chuni imba yindong korbe ne lok yang drupa tamje dan drava imba se no ne lok drupa jichani cheba yomare ne lok drupa de dra gode ni ne lok drupa de drava nyamba nyire Nansur temri nangzang de nyaba nyi yimba se na kova da nyande le cheba mewa.
What is the reason for samsara and nirvana not being different? Samsara, on the relative level, is just a mere appearance which comes about due to the collection of interrelated causes and conditions. On a conventional level, it is just mere name, just a mere name. It is imputed by our consciousness. And likewise is nirvana. Nirvana is also a mere appearance which comes about due to interrelated causes and conditions. And this is on the relative level, on the conventional level, it's just a name. Being imputed by the concepts of sentient beings. This describes the way of how they appear. So since they appear on a relative level like that, samsara and nirvana are not different. And the way how they truly are is that samsara is the true nature, free from mental elaborations. And nirvana is the true, its true nature is also free from mental elaborations. In this way, samsara and nirvana are equal or equality. Both are free from mental elaborations, so we cannot say there is a difference. They are the same.
Deyam malam to jeksu rungwa tsuankang shenta tharwar kaavan jeksu rungwa tsuankang jikla tsayna deyam korba pese. Jeksu rungwa tsuankang tharkawa dele thanne hachang yi dungwa, kamzang yi dungwa nyam kaava jikla lepa malam tangna te tsuankang le tharware te tharpa pese. Dendrawa malam ni te nam to trupa Nansol la cheba yore, Nansol chunkang de yi de mong ba da. Yi de unwa kamsang de yi de unwa yi, Nansol yi de unwa dang moyong ba cheba ri kharwa da. Namto gen zhen chol la yang, Dene danda dunga dang deva chorwa yu na yang, Ne lok la, Dene dangbo, Tarpa de rang yin ji madu kare sana tangbo tsunkang ne yo tseba yina taya yore tangbo tsunkang la dutin yo mare mo ma ba dutin me ba re dutin me ba kang ba re dutin me ba tsunkang ga nama kya ba re tsuba pa lu yang sha dang se la pak pa dang nang la ru pa dang cha dang ma zang pa me pa lu nang dong ga lu
That we dream two different kinds of dreams. The first dream is that we are imprisoned in a very frightening prison. It is very difficult to free ourselves or to run away from this prison. And the second dream could be that we have been liberated or freed out of such a prison. So the second dream would be a very pleasant feeling, the feeling of liberation, of the feeling of being free, freed from that prison. From the point of view how things appear or how these dreams appear, there seems to be a difference between these dreams. The one dream in which we are imprisoned in the prison is very unpleasant, and the other one is much more pleasant. In the one dream, we have suffering, and in the other dream, we are happy that we are free. But this is just from the point of view how these dreams appear. It's not from the point of view of the actual nature of these dreams. From the actual nature of these dreams and these appearances, first of all, we were never imprisoned. If we were never imprisoned, then naturally we cannot be liberated from this being imprisoned. The prison itself does not have a single existing atom. It does not have any essence. The prison itself in the dream is a house without essence. Also the prisoner, there is not an atom in his skin, in his bones, in his intestines, and so on. So it is just a body which is appearance and emptiness inseparable. So also of the body of the prisoner there doesn't exist any atom. It is just an appearance and emptiness inseparable body. So the prison doesn't exist and also the prisoner does not exist. How can there be liberation? So these two kinds of dreams are only different in the way how they appear. Namely, they appear different to our confused mind, to our confused thinking. But from the point of view how these dreams really or truly are, there is no difference. In the same way, also samsara and nirvana are just equal or equality.
ငုပ်ပွားငုမေရင်နော်ငုပ်ပွားမယန်ငုမေရင်နော်ညာတဲ့ငုပ်ပွားရင်နော်ငုပ်ပွားငုပ်ပွားမတာပါငုပ်ပွားသူစေရင်ပဲဆယ်နော်ညာငင်းလင်းတဲ့ပါတဲ့ကန်ဆန်းကျင်ဒီခေတ်တို့ရယ်ခိုင်းစနငုပ်ပွားသူစေကျင်နော်တင်းနေကန်ဆန်းကျင်ဒီခေတ်တို့ရယ်ငါတို့ညာတဲ့လေဒီမဲ့ပါကြခေတ်တို့ရယ်ညာငင်းလဲပါတဲ့ငုမေရင်နော်ကျေးရံမဲ့ပါတယ်ကျေးရံမဲ့ပါတုံးကြောင့်နမ်ခန္ဓာဝင်နော်တင်းန
What is the reason for that Nirvana in its true nature is free of all mental elaborations? If it were not free of all mental elaborations, but if it were a thing or a non-thing, then it would not be free of all mental elaborations. Let's take Nirvana as being a thing. If Nirvana were a thing, then it would be composite. And if it's composite, then it would be impermanent. And everything that is impermanent is subject to destruction. So it would be destroyed in the end. If, and then this we don't want to reach, or this we don't want to have. If Nirvana were a non-thing, then it would be something completely not existent, like a blank nothingness. And if Nirvana is something completely non-existent, we cannot attain it. In this way, Nirvana is something beyond being a thing and a non-thing. It is beyond being existent and non-existent. It is beyond all mental fabrications which make up pairs of opposites. In this way, one says, Nirvana is Dhammata, and this is called the natural Nirvana. In the same way as Nirvana is free from all extremes of existence, non-existence, and so on in its true nature, also samsara in its true nature is free from all extremes of existence, non-existence, and so on. Both are completely free of all mental elaborations. And in this, they are not two, they are not different. This is exactly what Milarepa expresses in the song of the three assurances, in the third type of assurance, where he says, I have gained assurance in non-distinction, freeing me from dualistic clinging to samsara and nirvana. Training in the bhumis and margas is shown up as deception. Thus I have severed false belief in hopes and fears. If you have understood what Nagarjuna explained here in his examination of nirvana, then also this third stanza, this third assurance of Milarepa corresponds to that.
Milarepa song year may be thinking in Gonda Nis and Zimbata, somebody, ne Yeva Sia, Mapan Conde, Nyabany to Topa Latin, eh? Conde la Tade than Zimbe, Zimbata, Trapate, Tasson, Hickson, somebody. Mama, Tene, Corva Panza, Tanyan, they drove the hymn by over it, Tanda, they Hickson, somebody.
Ultimately, Repa says in this third assurance where he gets assured or where he gets confidence in that there is no distinction between samsara and nirvana, he says, based on having realized that samsara and nirvana are not different, I have purified all my delusion and all my clinging to samsara and nirvana as being different. Previously, I also thought that nirvana is something that I should attain, and samsara is something that I should give up. But now that I realize the equality of samsara and nirvana, I have given up all my dualistic clinging to samsara and nirvana.
Dene salam jongwa zoyen do thar se jute tikpa chenpe lo la nangpa lo la satan lang gong ni gong perdun roba tang salam gong perdun roba hiepa te yang zoyen do thar songpa te duendan ma re nam to ta tunpe nam to ta tunpe sem jen je nam to ta tunpe hie cho re mene ma re mene ngo wo la salam roya me
Milarepa also says the training on the bhumis and on the paths I have shown or I have resolved to be false. This is not usually in the Mahayana or in Buddhism, it is taught that one should progress on the bhumis and on the paths. So when one explains that one should progress on the bhumis and on the path, then this is not from the ultimate point of view. Here Milarepa says he has resolved that to be false. There is no progression on the bhumis and on the path. This progression on the bhumis and on the path is just taught in accordance with the thoughts of sentient beings, in accordance with their thinking.
Redo Nija Drondo Ju Sonyute, Tang Korva La Redo Ni Nyande La Redo Nija Jugre, Zoktenji Kitsondako Jagre. The Redo Nija Drondo Jopati Ngang Mama Kova La Menjambe Reva, Champe Tokwa Ni Nyande Tope Reva, Matope Tokwa Ni Redo Yo, Tanda Redo Hikonsumba. Condemn me in the center, then the Redo Hikon.
In the last line, Milarepa says, I have cut all doubts of the two, hopes and fears. That means we can apply hopes and fears as well to samsara as to nirvana. If we do that, then it becomes somewhat like the explanation of the Dzogchen teaching. Milarepa here says, before also, he had the hope that he would not be circling in samsara, and he had the fear that he could continue circling samsara, and he had the hope to be liberated. Yes, he had the hope to attain nirvana and the fear not to attain nirvana. But now he has cut all doubts, which include such hopes.
The nimalare bala tamba hyakyan gana so loma tu jibtun retro trapo jing ni jik le pep kora jan ne pep tegen do te tokwa kare chong nyam do kare chong se traba kyoba la ten de ten ne malare pa trapo jing ni jik do pep ne la sori me pa pep la ten de ten ne nyam ba ni ji ton to pare te ke do nga so yang kasa kala kora ja kasa kala te ne do ko jik ten je kan kasa kala do chu kyo gom ja ge re te nyam ba ni ji ton to ko ta.
The occasion this song of the three assurances was sung was that the teacher Chakyaguna requested Milarepa for that song. He himself was going from cave to cave and meditated here and there. As did Milarepa, as we know, he meditated in this cave and in the other cave and so on. So this Trungpa Chakyaguna asked Milarepa, you have been going here and there from cave to cave. What are your realizations? What are your thoughts? Then Milarepa's realization was the realization of equality. In the same way, so Rinpoche says, we are going from country to country, we are going here and there, around the world, wherever. We should take the opportunity to request teachings, meditate, and also realize the view of equality. We are traveling here and there, everywhere around the world. If we use that to take up the teachings and meditate, then it would be possible to realize equality. And thus we have pacified all our suffering. But if we just take up all opposite thoughts or hindering thoughts and concepts, then this will just end up in that our suffering will increase. But if we see such false beliefs or oppositional ideas, then we should just look through them and see the equality within such ideas. Rinpoche puts that into a two-line verse, saying, at the time when these contradictory concepts appear within equality, one should realize these contradictory concepts as being equal, and so they become one's friend for realization. In the Mahayana, one says that within equality, or these contradictory concepts appear within equality, they come from equality. On a relative level, they are just like a dream or like an illusion, but on the absolute, they're equality, free from all elaboration. So if we see why such contradictory concepts come up, if we see the equality within them, then they are not bad for us, but they are a kind of helper or friend to realize equality.
Gombo Ludub Jindi, Nyande Takpata, Malarepe, Ding Sumbati Yabuhina, Tenen Konde Nyamni, Tang Konje, Konde Yemi Jitawala, Nihichi is a man.
Generally in the Mahayana and especially in the Vajrayana, there the view of samsara and nirvana being inseparable or being equality is taught. And this corresponds to what Nagarjuna explains here in this 25th chapter, and also to what Milarepa explained in the third of the three assurances. It shows here how important it is to see and to realize the equality or the inseparability of samsara and nirvana, and it helps us to gain certainty about that.
Then Konde Nyamni, the Yermi, La Tangbotabe, Nihini Gondo. Menenka Long Ta Repel, Repel, La Che, the Tinte, Konde Nyamni, Dan Konde Yermi, Jitavala, Tambong, Hichego, Hichego. Hichi, the Gomna, the name Konde Nyamni, Dan Konde Yermi, Jitobang on the Juran. They are Dorji Tape Lola, Tap Chepper Tintin Gore, Kajuba Dabu in a Tinni, Chudoganani, Julio Janajo. Tene Tanda Ronyonja Nanjur Sijur, Tezo Tante, Juluja Yamnin Tan, Ronyonja Yamnin Tezo, Konde Yermi, the top one on the Juba Tabri.
In order to realize the inseparability of samsara and nirvana, first of all, we have to have a stable view of samsara and nirvana being inseparable or equal. Such a conviction of that view we can attain through a logical analysis. But first we analyze with logic the inseparability of samsara and nirvana, and we will have belief or faith or conviction in that inseparability. And then we meditate with this conviction. And through such meditation then we can actualize the realization of the inseparability of samsara and nirvana. Also we can, in our meditation, rely on the special means of the Vajrayana. For example, in the Kaliya tradition, in the six yogas of Naropa, there's one yoga which is called the Gyuli, the illusory body yoga. Also a means which is called the one taste or equal taste meditation. These are special means to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana.
The net Zokpa Chembilola says him the Nanlong de Sama Menga de Sumir, Sama Menga de la, Konde Rehin Jayatan, Konde Rehin Jinyamin de Zoyang, Nyamin de Topangon de Jew Tatabe. The name Konde Je, Korvatan Yangil and Debe. Namba Mandava Gombate, Nelo Nyami in Balatinde, Nyami Jetoba won the major with your tab.
Also in the Dzogchen or Mahaati practice, there are special practices to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana. The Dzogchen practices are divided into the outer mind section, the inner space section, and the secret instruction section. Within the secret instruction section, there are the so-called Chekchu and Tirgal practices. In the Tirgal practice, there is one practice which is called differentiating the samsara and nirvana. This is also a practice or a special means to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana. Here we visualize all the different aspects of samsara and nirvana and go through these aspects of samsara and nirvana in our visualization in order to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana.
This sanata dordona tabe ngihi che te tene gombe nyamse lemba kapso tham nyamni je to bangon do chuba tham mandra ba na so zo go.
Therefore, once we have attained certainty through the view we should meditate and apply all these different ways of meditation to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana.
Penne pe ji khena lusar lujong da lusar chembu jang na tene luje namjor kana ke yoba manda na so so go ma to yoba chek ma to ma zen na tene jan sar jang to ma yoba manda ba so go kangba che kom lakpa che kangba che kom lakpa che kom de na tene kanya so to ne rolang do ga jan yoba manda ba so go tene yi tene nyamni je nyam to pa ngon to jobe thap je nyamni manda ba na so so go de ma to lam sang
We have to apply different, many different methods of meditation in order to realize equality. Rinpoche gives an example for that. If we want to train our body, we have to make different kinds of exercises. If we really want to purify our inner body, if we really want to become trained, then it does not suffice just to hold up one arm or just to bend one bind or something like that. One leg? German. For the Germans. Bend one leg. Because then you would just look like a zombie standing there. But if you really want to exercise or train your body well, you have to use many different kinds of movements to get your body trained. The same way is you have to use many different kinds of means in order for meditation, in order to realize
equality.
The 26th chapter is the examination of the 12 links of conditioned existence.
Tesepe yela chonyi tapalando inde te marek pa ne zong de gaki parje tende yela chonyi yang kunzo de nang zang da don tamba rang ngo ma do ba song pare te ke pare.
What is taught here is similar to the teachings in the sutras, which teach that all the 12 interdependent links, starting with ignorance and up through old aging and death, that these, just from the relative point of view, are mere appearances, and from the absolute point of view, they don't truly exist.
Then Rabzi Jindre Tungu Maba Namji, Korwa Chuchin, Tongba Nima Yimba Tar, Tende Yinla Chuni Yabasa, Tende Yinla Chuni Jim Korsal Sanji Jim Sungbasa.
Then, the reason why this 26th chapter here is included in the text is that the materialists, those who claim that things are truly existent, say samsara is truly existent because there are the 12 interdependent links. We can put that into a logical argument or syllogism, their argument, that would say, given samsara as the subject for discussion, it does truly exist because there are the 12 interdependent links. In order to refute such statements, now we have to show that the 12 interdependent links don't truly exist.
Dozi namjon jong majo mareng ga par jurbane khipe tini gombe so ki sa.
The root text here says if ignorance comes to cease, karmic formations will not arise as well. Cessation of ignorance comes about through meditation on suchness with knowledge.
tende yina chuni ki savane thoma mare pa yeba le doze sumba namji yeba menzo ngapa chinji thupa repa dhamba chorwa yeba sepa gopal lamba chupa sepa chukik pa chewa chuni pa gashi te tende yina chuni.
What is called the 12 interdependent links are first, ignorance, second, karmic formation, third, consciousness, fourth, names and forms, fifth, the ayatanas, sixth, conduct, seventh, feeling or sensations, eighth, craving, 9, taking up, 10, existence, 11, birth, and 12, aging and death.
Tene tende yin la chunyi teya ngama ngama, ngama ngama nam sema sema la tupa, tupa tenpa, ngama ngama mena sema sema mjongwa, yang ngama ngama teya sema sema la tupa yinbase na, Pencen tu ni terba re, pencen tu ni terba sana, rangka ngobrol macam ni.
Also these 12 interdependent links depend on each other. The later one depends on the former one, and the former one depends on the later one. So when the former one is cut or is not, does not arise, then also the one coming after, the one following, does not arise as well, because they are interdependent on each other. And since they are interdependent on each other, one can say they don't exist within their own
essence. Marekpa mena len dhuzi tusa yaw mare, marekpa mena dhuzi yunga mare. Ina yaw marekpa yin len dhuzi latin gore. Jumchen karara marekpa tan tenpa simchin te, len hoin ta songna marekpa tan tenpa simchin ki kye wala mare maato, len dhuzi mena marekpa tan tenpa simchin ki kye sikha mare. Tisa na, tani marekpa yaw len dhuzi latin mare. Pension kid, the kid, the two percent, then you come out of it. Takes one.
The way how the 12 links are interdependent, that means dependent on each other, is that now goes for all the 12 links. We take the first and the second link. The first link, the cause for samsara is ignorance, that's the first link. And the second link is karmic formation. Karmic formation follows after ignorance. So karmic formation is dependent on ignorance. If ignorance were not there, then there would not be any basis for karmic formation to arise. But it also is the other way around. Because you need karma in order to be reborn in samsara, in order to get this ignorance. Therefore also the ignorance is dependent on the karma formation. So if karma was not there, then also there would not be any place for the ignorance to arise. In this world, they are completely interdependent on each other. And because they are interdependent on each other, they cannot truly exist in their own
nature. You know, Marekpa said, you tell me, Marekpa said, Same thing, say, drop on the mother, but more it for me. Tell us, we don't let you on the papa, mother, but
팝도 말해 봐도 이렇게 하는 게 무슨 말이에요? 팝도 말해 봐라. 팝도 말해 봐도 내 팝을 깨게 제발 나만 떠먹을 위해 말하잖아. 내 말을 봐도 된다. 팝도 깨발 나 없어요 말이. 그래서 내 말을 봐도 그냥 말을 봐도 그냥 왜 되지? 왜 뜨고 있어? 내 말을 봐도 이제 뜨지 않지. 깨다 깨도 되지. Se tan marek para se dite mirava ye plan rova ri to kangiyan se par marze piti tire ki mare pa ti yo mare tumong mare pa yo mare semje che la jana phakwa mare phakwa mare pa ti karane so so phakwa mare pa ti jeva ngama Pakpala chiji chile chik srete tirne pakpala chewa langre. Tis yena pakpala marit pati leen dosi lutu gugre. Leen dosi yon marit pala lutu gugre. Tis yena pinchin chiri chiri lutu bari.
Pakpala nam di marit pala?
Pakpala mara, pakpala. Piti.
Piti, oh.
Piti, chiyon pakpala shiri. Pakpala, pakpala kore.
Like all the three lower realms, in all the three lower realms there's ignorance, but you can use this word in a more specific sense also. For example, if you say, if you're going to be reborn as a pig, then you need the karma for being reborn as a pig. And this karma for being reborn as a pig is the ignorance which you have had in previous life. So therefore, of the fear when you are going to be reborn as a pig that comes from previous life, and a pig
a special ignorance of previous lives, and this way also to be reborn as a pig, that ignorance depends on karma formation.
So if we accumulate karmic action now, then the reason for that is that in a previous life where we had a similar situation, we were accumulating karmic actions and ignorance already. So the accumulation of our actions now depends on previous ignorance in previous life, which is the one which we have now.
The same way we live in this life, what we live in this life, by ignorance, 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 by
I'm convinced of that there is no arising. What does it mean, conviction of no arising? That is, that one does not have any doubt anymore what there is, existence or non-existence and so on. And through having no doubt as what concerns existence and non-existence, one purifies one's belief. Namely here, the delusion of taking a life to be truly existing. This is delusion is purified, this delusion is dissolved. Before, Milarepa also took this life to be truly existing. But now, it is dissolved to be. Then one could ask, well, what about the appearances of the beings of the six realms? These appearances are shown by Milarepa to be just false. Their deception. And due to having realized that this life does not really exist, one realizes that the appearances of the six realms are just mere false appearances. And this way, Milarepa has cut all the doubts as far as concerns arising of birth and
death. Gombo lotop haja rekpa chimbori, gombo lotop che rekpa dropata, mala rekpa gom te topa ngon te chiru songi, nyambo jana, tene samu chari.
Rinpoche explained that before already, the reason for why he explained that today again is that Nagarjuna has this great capacity of presenting things through logic, of showing things through logic. He brings this great logical argument. And before it was the verse of Milarepa, Milarepa presents the same solution, the same result due to his realization, due to his realization of equality. So to combine these two is very good.
Then it drops a jete, then a papale, jipare, paladebare. Pala, Pali, Jipa, and Pala to buy Yendo, Payan Pala to buy it, Pomaji, the moon in Pala, the matter, Pochi in the Pachi Labasena, Payan Pala to buy, then I will have some notes on the
Dubsky. If we want to think about interrelation or dependence, then we could take the example of the son and the father. If the son is born through the father, so the son depends on a father, and the same way, the other way around, the father depends on the son. And this is, you would never call somebody a son before this other person is not the father. And the other way around, you would never call the other person a father before there is no son.
Pangmanu yobatam, pojisu jibatam jikinje, junjik dun trope, namdo gintin zore.
Junk
Majig and Namda in the Pukachung Jung in Gabriel part of Joint Chequara, Majig, Logi Hirova, then double, Joint a chick and took it to Sosa. Pang Mana Yoba purchased a chip at the team of Tumundua, they joined chick and took it. Put chip a cup, the Majip a cup, the chicken banter to Sosa. You can't have it.
Well, in worldly terms, from a worldly point of view, we would think that the father was there before the son. But this is not true. It seems as if the father was born before the son. But this is not true. The father comes exactly at the same moment when the son comes. And this kind of confusion is called the confusion which is confused in seeing everything as a continuum, because we think the father is there before the son, but it's actually not
tene pe na jarkhap che keda ma keda jin president da wo che logic che na ko logic che unde tambo pugate che mo pugate yan president ban da wo jin che ko che ko president ka kaya che ke me pug che un mare ina yan che yin ban da wo che jin che ko che ba.
That's similar to when one reads or presents the life story of some famous person, for example, a president of a country. In the life story, one would start out with the president being a baby, and one does so as if the baby was the president already. But the baby was not born as a president. It only became a president when it became a president. So this is also being confused about the continuum of time.
Tina, join the chick to contest a turban or some of them.
So here we should think about how we get confused about a continuum.
Then I'm not sure, Joe Garo in a rang, Yamu, the chock of course on a low memo. Low Jimal and Ocho, Chuck, the next Yamu course on somebody in a chockagare. Women take a chick and rose a jam turn and lips over.
This way how we are confused about a continuum presented or exemplified also through a river. When in the one year we're sitting at the river and we lose our hat in the river, so the river carries away our hat. Next year we come to the same place and we say, this river carried my hat. So we think it's the same river. It's the same river. But actually, it's not the same river. The hat already has arrived at the ocean. And we are still sitting in the same place. So we mistake the stream or this river to be one continuum.
That's interesting. Dancing in Namdo, the Dalla Tubare, Dry in Batia, Drabu in Batia, dancing in Namdo Tubare, Painting Chigli Chigli Tudu, Painting Chigli Chigli Tubusena, Dry and Ginger Madropa, Drawin Zimbe, Namdo and Ginger Madropa, Malam de Dada dancing in Namdo Nabu. Marve.
The time is valid for a friend, an enemy, excuse me. And the thought which takes this person to be an enemy. So the enemy is completely dependent on the thought that takes this person to be an enemy, and the other way around. The thought which takes somebody to be an enemy depends on an enemy. So these two are interrelated with each other, and therefore they don't truly exist, they don't have that. They don't be fully used by their own nature. They are just like in a dream.
Tena Marekpa Gana Le Dose Gagri, Le Dose Gana Marekpa Yan Gagri, Marekpa Gagpa Te Khan Kandes in the Gagri, Rangin the Gagri Dugrave, Rangin the Gagamare, Tene, Tene, Hippe, Tene, Gombes was a dam, but the Tomba Nishi and Gomna, Tene Marekpa Gagri.
In this way, when ignorance comes to cease, then there won't be any karmic formation. And the other way round, when karmic formation comes to cease, there cannot be any ignorance. But how can we make ignorance cease? Does ignorance cease naturally by itself? That's not true, as it says here. One has to meditate. One has to meditate on the absence of a self and on emptiness. Through that, you can let ignorance cease, or you can see ignorance and stop ignorance.
Dame Batan Tongbani Gombatazo, Marekpa and Gagpatapri. Marekpa Nyembo, Marekpa and Gagpatapri.
In this way, the meditation on emptiness and on the absence of a self is a method to stop or to cease ignorance.
Tene Marekpa Ngakpa Ngā Sikita Thanyil Tupi Khepare Mato Ne Lukla Marekpa Lengu Yo Mare Rangin Yo Mare Ngakpa Ta Mangkapa Le Yang Devar Tene Lukla Khepare. gasejete tani nandole to be. Gakpa ta manga palen deba te nelo mama.
The
It
is also mentioned in the part of Wisdom Sutra that also ignorance from its true nature is nothing to be seized. And out of Wisdom Sutra it also says there is no ignorance, there is no cessation of ignorance.
And the Marikpa Sepa mean the Mase then Lama Marikpa La Digrebe. Mase Payama. Sepa mean Mase Payama. Seta Mase Lazo Ye Marikpa La Kali. Did you say so? Yeah.
So the Buddha says
ignorance
is nothing which is to be exhausted or which is to end, then is it something which gets lost in the end and which is there as residue, that's also not true. It is also, ignorance is also nothing that is not to be seen or not to be exhausted. In this way we can apply the one line we had the other day in this text to ignorance and cessation. We could say, no exhaustion and not no exhaustion. Sepa, Seda Mazi.
Sedo, Zodo. Marepa Sepa means Mazepa.
Not so many. So exhaustion and no exhaustion and so on. Before it came, where can you find them within the room?
Malam do charo kadamna charo, malam je charo, trova yami, madurpa yami, trova ta madurpa nika yama, nika le yamba chira yama. Tete chikwara.
It's saying as in the dream when we dream that we are fettered by iron chains, there is no liberation of this dream fetters, and there's also no non-liberation, none of the four.
Mulanja Dravu Shabayami, Ma Shabayami, Nigayami, Nigamayam by Jindai.
Just
Dravu, Dravu, Dravu Karaja, Re Danja. Shiva Mari, yes.
Dream of a friend, of an enemy.
Yeah, anyway.
So this, in the dream, this enemy does not die. It also does not die. Not both of them together, and not neither of them.
Then Ravu, Mama Tata, Mata Lasso, Ye Shivanda La Kala, you Sumba de Kangala Jachur, Sangta, Mazang, Yoda, Maba, Dota, Mudo Lasso, Patanjela.
As we had the other line the other day, which said permanent and impermanent and so on, the thoughts, where are they within these authentications? We can apply anything. For example, clean and unclean, existence, non-existence, friends, enemies, and no evidence at all.
Taking the Sheta Masha Lasso Ye Shivanda Lakala.
Shiva.
Shiva Mashita Nitani. Shiva. Shiva.
Also, death and no death.
Jilajana. Shiva.
No death and so on, the form. Where are they?
Gepala, Geta, Mage, Lasso, Jay,
Shivandala.
Agent or old age? Agent and no agent, and so on, the form.
Where are they?
Tani hits up then, but Tava Takare Tava Takwa Tinde Kare Jetan Tava Nemba, they consult the Tava Zango than every ever year. In a Nelo, La Tava Nemba, young Madover Tava Nemba, the Tava Zambo, Ni Tudovri, two in the traverse and Tava Zambo than ever Nika young type of Madover.
The 27th. The examination of views. Why does that the views have to be examined on a relative level? We distinguish between good views and bad views, but from the actual nature of views, even bad views don't exist. Good views and bad views are dependent on each other. So they don't exist within their own nature. Therefore, they don't exist and have to be examined.
Then, if you can take the Mumavi, two times you don't buy any marriage, you think Carrison, Tawang and Bayer, Sanjay Tawang and Batu Sumbare, Tawang and Bakang and Basumbare, Tawang and Bakailing, you're a decent Tawang and Bayer. Jeffrey, then a Tawang and Batawang and Bayan Ragon or Madu. Tava Nemba Ranga Trubati, Ranga Trubakaku, Tava Nemba Nebad, Nelu La Tava Nemba Nebad.
The reason why this chapter is included in this text here is because the materialists, those who claim that things are truly existing, say things are not empty because that's the truth. They say all phenomena are not empty because there are all these bad views. The Buddha taught all the bad views, so these bad views exist. And if there are all these bad views being taught by the Buddha, then phenomena cannot be empty.
Penamalam Nagiri, Majeke, Majeke, Takpa Tawata, Chetahi, Jeke, Takhil and Deba, Oma Hip, Malam Dana, Nika Madura, Tawaya Pushing in Madubare, Shepa Poem Madubare, Takhishing in Madubare, Takpa Oma Tawa, Chutamji, Driven Tatan, Trava in Shibetaya Madubare, Takpa and Chepa in Shibetaya Madubare, this and that.
So we have to prove that even bad views don't really exist. As in a dream, for example, you can have dreams about all the different types of extremes. For example, a dream in the extreme of eternalism or a dream in the extreme of nihilism. You can have a dream in the extreme of the middle way. You can dream about that all phenomena don't truly exist because there's freedom of mental elaboration. But all of these are just dreams, they are all words. The words of these extremes don't truly exist, and also the sound of these extremes don't really exist because it is just a dream. Just from the point of view of our deluded concepts, extremes exist.
Takhe jitawa la soba tawa ngemba chuchi yang dapa madruba tharu. Takhe jitawa khe lemba po kansa madruba seta. Takhe jitik dung jinje madruba seta. Sik yang madruba. Yeah,
what? Put this in a form of syllogism, given the extreme, given bad beliefs, such as that eternal living and near living as a subject for discussion, these don't truly exist, because on the one hand, the individual who has these false beliefs, or who claims these false beliefs, does not truly exist, and on the other hand, also the world of these false beliefs don't truly exist.
Ena tawa ngemba madro na zangbo ya madro bari sa, zangbo yang madro bari. Pensen tutu bari, nika madro bari.
And it's false.
Yunse ten da wala ten nang konde, konde nyamba nyingis.
And it's false or bad views don't truly exist. And it follows that also the positive or good views don't truly exist. So bad views and good views are interdependent of each other. So both of them cannot truly exist. And for that reason, one teaches that samsara and nirvana are equal.
Tava ngenpa tazang tang chepar chungse yume.
Bad or false beliefs and positive beliefs have not the slightest difference.
Tava, Tava Zangbo Tangemba Langola Chebaneva.
Good or positive views and bad views have no difference within their own nature.
Tava Zangbo and Tava Nemba Nelola, Nelo Le Chebaneva, Tava Zangbo Tangemba Nyabani.
The good views are not different from the bad views within their own true nature.
And that was an inkangi javare. Tanyi the Namdok Javan. Tanyi the Namdo Latin is an eagle. Tanyi the Namdo Mina, Tene Tava is an eagle.
So, how come that we have good and bad, or that we talk of good and bad views? Good and bad views are just made through conventions or through our conceptual thinking. With our thinking,
Tini malare pe chujur chukye ka kapso thikpan chujur te thume me pe tonto na thikpan chujung te la sa thikpa la thikpa lan thume me pa nyapa ni to na te thikpan chujure sumpa thikpan thume se na nanto ka se yure te khansa te thikjo mawa po mare thikjo mawa po thikjo mawa po mare
Yambani,
Tekpalan thumi zangi sege dwa. Nelo le tekpalan thumi mebara, nyambanya.
This accords to what Milarepa expressed in his song, The 11 Supreme Things.
Thumi mebara, tonto na tekpun cho jinte.
One supreme thing is, Milarepa was singing about one supreme thing. If one realizes that there is no difference between high and low, there are also no supreme reasons. There are also no high and low reasons. So if you have realized that high and low is equal, then you cannot apply that to the universe as well. You only make through your concept you call something a higher, only through your concept you call something a higher vehicle and a lesser vehicle. But these are just only concepts. There is no difference between high and low. So also you cannot talk about higher and lower levels. So Milare has said, realizing that there is no difference between a high and low vehicle, that is the supreme vehicle. Anyway, the explanation is
Dīsēnā tēnē nēlōk tēkpā chū tāmjē nyāmbā nī kōndē nyam nī yīmbā tā chū tāmjē nyam nī yīmbā sēnā tēkpā lāyān tēmē yīmē wārē nēlōk lā nyāmbā nī.
Therefore, because samsara and nirvana are equal and because all phenomena are equal, also the vehicles are equal within their true nature, their equality.
ตาจับเทเตกาเซพงโบนัมจิจินเตนมามีโวดันซอเตเซนทายูเนตานันทามีเนจามัยโนจิซาเตดานาเรวาชิเกทายูตันทามีบิยุปะทาระเมปะทาระเนทายูปะทามะเรเรอัมซายายูปะทายามะทาเตนิกายูเรตันเตเยปะเซนะโลมะเตนจิตะวะจุบิละจากูลิกเตนจิคานะโทมันทายูปะเมปะนิกานิเม เยวะสมะลันทายอบะเมปะนิกะนิเมดาตะพงโพเตเนตักปะมะตะปะนิกะนิเมลือตันโซจิตะทะเตเสลุงมะเตนจิตะวะจุจิยอบะเรเทตะจักรีนาเยปะเสนะเตละจันทันตะตึนนิเมเชตังทายะมะทายะทายอบะตะเมปะนิกะทายอบะตะเมปะลินเตปะเรทายอบะยะมะเรเมปะเตนดะวะเสทายุนทะเมลาโซยิจะวันตะละกะละ
So the verse here reads, because the continuum of the skandhas is similar to the light of a butter lamp, therefore, there being extremes and not being extremes would be illogical.
Tene pungpo nam, pungpo tam, pungpo jun. Pungpo keche ngama ta sama jenga zogo re, jun te kande re. Jun te ngane ta yera mere kare sana manme o da wale. Manme ta manme o da. Te se nam ta yopa ta mepa le deba.
Take the five skandhas and the continuum of the five skandhas. What happens is that in each moment the former one has ceased and then the next one has come. So the continuum is just coming about through arisal and cessation, arisal and cessation. Therefore it is similar to a butter lamp. And the light of the butter lamp. The light of the butter lamp comes about through arising and ceasing, and a continuum of arising and ceasing. Therefore, there are no extremes, and there are also not no
extremes.
The five skandhas are like the five skandhas in the dream. They are mere appearance. And from the point of view of the true of their true nature, they are not truly existent. Therefore, there are no extremes, there are no not extremes, no both of them together, no neither.
Tene yang pumbu, pumbu jointe chonanga dava dawore. Chonanga dava te, ta yopayamare, mebayamare, talendebare. Kainsena dava tata nana yang, dava do the dutin yomare, tisena ta yopayamare, mebayamare. Ta yopa da mebate, dend of litavare. Nansa imbesena ta yopa da mebalendeba, chonanga dava dava.
So there is neither the extreme of existence nor the extreme of non-existence. Not both together, nor neither of those. So we could apply this stream or the continuum of skandhas, or compare it also to the moon in the water, or the reflection of the moon in the water. The reflection of the moon in the water, there is not a single atom of it. Truly existent. It's just a reflection. Therefore, it neither exists, nor it does not exist, nor it is either of those, nor neither.
Ta aba amal jana, aba amalan tayona, tangpu awa ta tangpu awa amanila, awa ama mebadiko de teena, awa amalan tayobare. Tamina Ava Ava Aman Tayo Mare Ava Ama Mepe Simchin Chega Mina Tatu Yame Telela Womadu Ava Amalan Tayo Na Tangpu Ava Tangpu Amajigore Tangpu Ava Tangpu Amanila Ava Ama Meva Jigore Bugubai Telela Tamina Ava Ama Mepe Tene Matani meva in a tattoo ya yama.
In a
tam mena? Tam mena tattoo ya meva. Avala, avata ama nila ya, ava ama di govodo, telaya ava ama go, telaya ava ama govodo, ava ama meva, tene zani sigamari, tene tattoo ya meva. Telela.
Because Rinpoche says, in order to be there, in order for there being a father and a mother, there needs to be a first father and a first mother. So any father and mother, again, has to have a father and mother, and a father, and they have to have a father and mother, and a father and mother. And in order for there to be a real father and a real mother, there needs to be a first father and a first mother. And that would mean there would have to be an end. Well, there is no first father and mother.
Toma meba. Ava amal toma meba.
Yes. So from beginningless time, there is no father and mother. Because there is no
Tatuya
end
meba.
In the You cannot meet an end of there being rather as the first father and the first mother.
First father and the first mother.
Yes.
Tangbu pama ji gaya yun nan ta yu pare.
So if there are a first mother and a first father, then there is an end. But because there is never a first father and a first mother, There are many discussions from many different points of views about the first father and mother, scientific and logically, and so on.
Tantan, Nikata Nimenso, Tuba Tamjil and Dego.
In brief, what it says, anything like self, sentient beings, the skandhas, and so on have to be beyond all the four extremes. There being an end, there not being an end, there being both together, and being there not being, and neither of those. Then these are all three of all mental elaboration. This is what it says in the Madhyamaka, freedom of mental, or the true nature is the freedom of mental elaboration, being free of these.
Tan dor to na rabzi dumba cheva ta ne apan jepa ta pukapso mala chegin juma yin tze ton che chegin ta tegin ke tan tegin ne tegin to ne jepa song song ba ta jepa re ta tan tuba ta trawa na sur to tene mala juma ta mala ta juma ta tze ton che ta song.
So in brief, what that teaches corresponds again to the seventh chapter, where the conditioned verse examined, where it says, said just like a dream, like an illusion, like the Gandhava city, so it is taught that all phenomena arise, abide, and cease. That means that on an ultimate level, all phenomena are free from all mental elaboration, but just on an apparent or relative level, they appear just like dreams, illusions, or like the city of the Gandhara.
Thayam malare pe sungo trangi namji le se nawa chetar nana cha mato tu na trunang te yorji kien pe inching waras tokpa nana jomar na yor nang sem che dho san cha thartok tongla nang manyo jemi chikor ta go san mato pa kap to pa kam thartok ka kap som da jana son barawa teta malare pe sung da jana tene sarpo yung kaisa se
เทพเสพนั้นมาเสนาวะเจตนานาจังมาโตตนะทรณังเตยอติขิเปจังตบปะนานะจุมานะยอนังเสมเจโตถ้าตกตนละนังมัญญุจิมิจุกตะปะสุเจมันโตเจมกะเจฉะจิโลตะอ๋อนี่ก็เยอะเลยเจเตยอะตะโลจุตนะทังนี่นะเจเยอะเจเจมจิโลตะลุตังลุตังเตมะละเรเปตาตบปะงงตะจุปะสงกอ
Sit down while a mato, pa kapto, pa kam tato, pa kap som. Yeah.